WHDD presents Susan Says.
So this week's experiment with a virtual convention is certainly unconventional, but so far so good. The first night was a real interesting mix of Repubs and Bernie Sanders. I'll take it. Michelle Obama was amazing, as always. Best line, it is what it is, quoting 45-ish Never My President, who blithely dismissed all the dead that way. She nailed him, but with grace and a smile. The vignettes were nice. The quote, unquote, normal Americans whose stories are so important. The highlight, a young woman whose father died of COVID. She said the only thing to blame was his faith in Donald Trump, period. And mic drop, killer in both literal and figurative ways. The Amtrak clips were so lovely. I myself met Joe on the train once. It was so human and expressed his decency well. I do think the choice of hostesses was a bit off. These showbiz B-listers, I know they want to attract Latinx and African Americans, but Eva Longoria, I keep seeing her hair dye commercial. Oh well, too Hollywood, but I guess the Republicans will make something of it. Oh, they already did. So if we're going that way, I would have loved someone beloved like Tom Hanks. Tuesday night, Tracy Ellen Ross was better, serious, used less, but meaningful. The roll call, which is usually so boring, was really delightful. Each state showing off in place. The star was the seafood guy holding the calamari. I love seeing Native Americans so well represented. Cindy McCain, yeah. The reminder of what civil politics and real heroes are. That was important, the relationship between Joe and McCain. Bill Clinton's speech, well, it was well written, but he should have been standing and given a few more minutes so his delivery wouldn't be so rushed. And this thing with the rules made it so silly that Bernie was still nominated and they had to go through that. Oh, well, maybe that was the deal they made. Highlighting line of John Kerry, deranged Donnie's trips are a blooper reel. Yup. Colin Powell, powerful always with such dignity. I love him. Jill Biden, she was wonderful, human again, so decent and loving and such a change from be worst or whatever Melania's slogan is. The elevator operator nomination, that was sweet. I was really moved by the advocates, especially the gentleman with ALS who's clearly deteriorating, but his activism and his family love were so inspiring. Note to the director, have the scroll above or below the camera so the readers are looking directly at the audience, not off to the side. Duh, media training 101. Last night, what a night. Women, guns, immigration, all good. Elizabeth Warren is a great communicator. She can explain anything. I love it. The kids who are our future, fighting the NRA. Memorable, Gabby Gifford, who was shot, had to fight back, walking and talking so well it made me cry. Lots of grown men, too, according to Twitter. Nancy Pelosi is a real leader. Her story works, and thank God for her being there, or we'd all be dead. Hillary. Well, I would have given anything to see her come out and say, I told you so, and walk away, but that's my comedy talking. President Obama. I wish the press had not previewed the speech and taken the surprise out of it, but he is masterful. He knows how to talk to you and not at you with elegance, not anger. That makes it more potent. I've been waiting to hear him speak out. Perhaps waiting until now made it more potent. Finally, Kamala. She has a winning smile. She really does. Her speech was good. Her story wonderful. But I think that thing again where she was looking from side to side as though there were a crowd there. No, that was the director's fault. Anyway, the themes of decency, competency, and caring were important. And oh yeah, I might actually go in person to vote, though I haven't left the house in months.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.